الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this lecture which is titled by the position of the ulama. Today, Thursday, the 4th of Safar, year 1433 of the Hijriah calendar, corresponding the 28th of December 2011, and this mosque, the Mosque of Rest, and as it is announced that this is the first lecture of today, and then we're going to have another lecture. We're going to have another lecture inshallah ta'ala after Isha, as well as tomorrow inshallah. The position of the ulama. Position of the ulama to the ummah is a great position. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam named them the inheritors of Rasulullah, of the Prophets. And Allah Ta'ala informed us in the Quran that they are the witnesses of His oneness subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول الإمام الأجرفي رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب أخلاق العلماء. الإمام الأجرفي says in his book the characters and manners of the scholars, إن الله عز وجل اختص من خلقه من أحبه. That Allah Ta'ala selected from His creation whom He loved. ثم اختص من سائر المؤمنين من أحب. اختص من خلقه من أحب فهداهم للإيمان. He selected from His creation whom He loved and guided them to إيمان. ثم اختص من سائر المؤمنين من أحب. فتفضل عليهم وعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وفقههم في الدين وعلمهم التأويل. He said, and then he, Allah Ta'ala, selected from amongst those believers whom he loved, and so he blessed them by teaching them the book and the wisdom, and gave them the conspiracy of the deen, and taught them the interpretation of the Quran, and raised them above all other believers. وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ وَأَوَانٍ. And that is in every time of this life. رفعهم بالعلم. He raised them with the knowledge. وزينهم بالحلم and he beautified them with tolerance. بهم يعرف الحلال من الحرام. Only by them the halal and haram are recognized and known. والحق من الباطل and the truth is distinguished from the false. والضار من النافع and the harmful from the beneficial. من القبيح and the beautiful from the ugly things. والعلماء في القيامة بعد الأنبياء تشفع and the scholars on the day of resurrection after the prophets are going to be the intercessors. مجالسهم تفيد الحكمة. Their sittings benefit from wisdom. وبأعمالهم ينزجر أهل الغفلة. And by their deeds and actions, people whose minds are away from the way of Allah are going to stop doing their foolishness. هم أفضل من العباد. They are better than the worshippers or the priests. وأعلى درجة من الزهاد. And higher ones than those زهاد who do not prefer the entertainment and attraction of this world than the Akhirah. حياتهم غنيمة. Their life is a booty. وموتهم مصيبة and their death is a calamity. يذكرون الغافل. They remind the one who forgets and whose mind is turned away. ويعلمون الجاهل and they teach the ignorance لا يتوقع لهم ضائقة a major sin is not expected from them. ولا يخاف منهم غائلة. That deception can be feared to happen from them. بحسن تأديبهم يتنازع المطيعون. By their good way of raising up people upon the manners and characters of Islam, the obedience follow and get affected. They follow their ways in that and they get affected in that. ومن جميل موعظتهم يرجع المقصرون. And by their beautiful reminder, those of shortening in worship, they return back to the haqq. جميع الخلق إلى علمهم محتاج. All the creation for their knowledge is in need. والصحيح على من خالف بقوله محجاج. And the one of the right position in debate is going to use their speech as a proof and evidence
to support his against his opposed. الطاعة له من جميع الخلق واجبة. Obedience to them from all the creation is obligatory. والمعصية لهم محرمة. And disobeying them is forbidden. من أطاعهم رشد. Whoever obeyed them is guided. ومن عصاهم عند. And the one who disobeyed him is the one who opposes the Sunnah. ورد على إمام المسلمين من أمر اشتبه عليه حتى وقف فيه. ما ورد على إمام المسلمين من أمر اشتبه عليه حتى وقف فيه فبقول العلماء عمل وعن رأيهم صدق. Whatsoever method of doubtful approaches the ruler, he will hold back, not knowing what to do until he finds the guidance from the scholars. So he takes the speech and go from there acting upon it. وما ورد على أمراء المسلمين من حكم لا علم لهم به فبقولهم يعملون وعن رأيهم يصدرون. And whatsoever the rulers of Muslims find from the difficulty to reach the proper judgment or ruling that they have no knowledge about, then with the saying of the ulama, they act. And from there, they go. وما أشكل على قضاة المسلمين من حكم فبقول العلماء يحكمون وعليهم يعولون. And whatsoever the judges of Muslims find themselves unaware of in regard to the law, then they only judge by the statements of the ulama, and they always refer back to them. فهم سراج العباد ومنار البلاد. They are the light for the slaves and lands. وقوام الأمة. And they are the pillars that holds the Ummah. وينابيع الحكمة. And they are the fountains of wisdom. هم غلب الشيطان. They are the cause of anger of the shaitan. بهم تحيا قلوب أهل الحق. By them the hearts of the people of truth give life. وتموت قلوب أهل الزيغ. And by them too the hearts of people of deviations die. مثلهم في الأرض كمثل النجوم في السماء. Their similitude, their example, they are on the earth the example of them or the similitude of them on the earth is the similitude and example of the stars on the heavens. يهتمى بها في ظلمات البر والبحر. People get the guidance with it, with the stars, in the darknesses of the sea and land. إذا انطمست النجوم تحيروا. When the stars are hidden by the clouds, they get confused which direction they take. وَإِذَا أَسْفَرَ عَلَيْهِمُ الظَّلَامُ صَبَرُ. And whenever the darkness falls on them, they just stay where they are, as they can't figure out their direction. هذا ما قاله الإمام الأزهري. This is what الإمام الأزهري said about them. فدعونا نأخذ هذا الكلام نناقشه شيئا شيئا ونأتي بالأدلة عليه. Let us come to this speech once again, stop by every clause and try to understand it and bring the evidences of it. Imam al-Azhar once again repeat, say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اخْتَصَّ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. Verily Allah Ta'ala selected from His creation whom He likes. And that's true. Who guides you, Akhi? Who did guide you to Islam? Allah. Allah. Who guide you, Akhi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people outside this mosque, are misguided? Millions. Millions. Who selected you to be from amongst those who He loves? It is He, Allah. It is He, Allah. فَهَدَاهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. So when He loved you, He guided you to Iman. What is Iman? What is Iman? Iman is something related to Allah. Is the Iman is your relation to your Lord. Your relation with your Lord. You need to know how to be with the one who selected you and survived you from the fire, from misguidance, from being one without any value. Kuffar has no value before Allah. They have no value before Allah. But you have a great value before Allah. He guided you to Iman. ثم اختص من سائر المؤمنين. Then from amongst you, the believers, He selected ones who He loved more. He loves you all. But there is a selective that He, Allah Ta'ala, loves more than the others. What will you do with these people? He blessed them by teaching them the book and the hikmah. The hikmah is the sunnah. You read the book, which is the Quran, and the alim reads the Quran. You have a small understanding of it, but he has big understanding of it. Where is this from? Allah. It is from Allah alone. Why you selected them to be better than you? Because they did something that you did not do. They did something You did that too. Everyone to be like them. Just do like them. Do like what they did. You be like them. What they did is that they feared Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. We have chosen, we have selected from them. Once you guide to our matter, when they had patience and they were our guidance. This patience and guidance you can't have without asking it from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Fatiha, اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is اهْدِنَا? اهْدِنَا is a request, is a prayer, is a supplication to guide you to what? To the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Who is the Sirat? Who are Abu the Sirat? لَلِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those whom you blessed. Who they are? لَعَلَى الْآيَةِ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The prophets. وَالصُّدِّقِينَ. The Siddiqs or the ones who have the proper belief. والشهداء and the martyrs والصالحين and the pious ones. So if you want to be a alim, first to be do work on yourself. You can't be a alim with evil in your chest. You can't be an alim with even your brain, your mind. You have to free that out. Take it out. To be an alim means to be pious. To be pious means to be our obedience. Masabar, they were patient. With what? Patience is found in three fields of life. Worship, you have to be patient with the obedience of Allah. You have to be patient to perform a do. Even if it's caught, you have to have patience. You don't just neglect it. You don't throw it out of there because it's cold. You have patience in prayer. Ghost is far from your house. You come. You have patience with fasting. Long day. In the UK. After fast. Obligatory fasting. Be patient in giving out zakah. You have money. You have to be patient. And give out zakah. Be patient. And perform hajj. Once in your lifetime. Whenever you are able to. But you don't like crowds. Hajj is crowd. You have to be patient and go if you are able to. And by that, Allah increases your iman to the limits that you don't feel happy to live without knowledge. Exactly like angels. Angels have knowledge. And that's why they are. Allah created them our obedience. But they
They love obedience because they have the knowledge. And then he, رحمه الله تعالى, said, وفقهم في الدين, and he made them to know the just mercy of the deen, religion. Fiqh comes only through fearing, as Allah Ta'ala say, اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. There were three young men, Muslims, in the land of Maru, between Iran and Afghanistan, nearly 12 centuries ago, or little bit more. And they were always, they were pious, they were about patience and piety. And they were always studying together the religion, the knowledge of religion. And they told around the scholars, local scholars they have. And then they say to each other, why don't we go abroad and get more knowledge and bring to our town? Everyone went to his parents and asked permission for traveling. Never allowed except for one, who has only mother. His father passed away. So he asked for permission. She refused. And he remained. He remained there. Those two went out seeking hadith, collecting a hadith. And they spent long time, but that man was there. Why didn't he go? He was patient. He was patient. With what? With one worship. What is that, Akhi? Obeying parents. Disobey parents. And claim of, or with the claim of seeking knowledge. And my parents don't want me to seek knowledge. I have to obey my parents. Those two went, spent long time, came back with good knowledge that he didn't have. He didn't hear this hadith that he brought ever in his life. And now they had sitting daily. So they recite this hadith that they had with the chain of narration. He didn't know the chain of narration. So they become his shuyukh in the chain of narration. Guess what? He was the one who was able to explain the hadith of him. And he was their sheikh in understanding the hadith. How did he collect this? How did he get this? It's by his obedience to his parents. Allah Ta'ala made him able. Once he hear it, he understands. Fearing Allah, and not to go to mortgage. If you want to seek knowledge, if you want to have knowledge, and you want to have piety, fear Allah regard to women. And then he said, وَعَلَّمَهُمُ التَّأْوِيلِ, and he taught them the interpretation. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and in the hadith of Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى عنه, in the Sahih, said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. ايه هو سائر الله تعالى وزده يتيشن ليه جوشبوسي الدين عن اللي أبو حبيب بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما سيد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم made supplication for him saying, oh Allah, given the dispersion of Islam, this, and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. There is no one until this day who can be known as one of a better understanding of the Quran than Ibn Abbas. Even when he was young, Umar ibn Khattab said to him in the Shura. One of the Sahaba blamed Umar, he said, how come you need this young man to be among the Shura? We're all in the age of his father. And we have kids who are in the age of his, and they are students of knowledge, like him. From this one, Abdullah ibn Umar. The Lord of the Iron Ass, the Lord of the Zubair, and others. Umar said, okay, I'll let you know what, I'll let you know why. And one day he gathered the Shura, we were only six. And then he asked me one question. He said, can you tell me, what do you get from this Shura, إذا جاء رسول الله الفتح? Everybody started giving something that he understood from the surah. Everybody. But Umar yet did not find the proper answer. When he turned to Ibn Abbas, he said, Ibn Abbas, what do you say about this? He said, this is the condolences of Allah to his Prophet and he got to his death. It's that the informant from Allah Ta'ala that he's going to die soon. Umar said, by Allah, I never understood from it other than what you understood. And then he turned to the Sahaba and said, for that, I brought him to the Shura. Isn't that then young age, in that early age? How could he get this knowledge? It's because of that. That du'a that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, وَفَضَّلَهُمْ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he, Allah Ta'ala, preferred them than all other believers. That's true. That's true. The scholars are not like the others. Even if the others are believers. Yet, the scholars are not like the others. وذلك في كل زمان وأوان. And that's in every time and in every place. رفعهم بالعلم. Allah Ta'ala raised them up by علم. You see all these scholars were one day nothing to the people. They were one day nothing to the people. No one. You know what? The alim was kept like this playing in the street one day. But when he grew up, he feared Allah, he stepped himself to the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala raised him up. وَزَيَّنَهُمْ بِالْحِلْمِ. And he purified them with tolerance. You didn't see alim fighting and arguing in the streets. No. These are the common people. One day they were like them, but when they were having no علم yet. A brother told me, student of knowledge, told me that he was one of the narrow chest man, or in other words, he was with high temper, quickly angry, and he couldn't understand why and how to do any correction of that. He said, until one day I was in King Fahd Mosque in the public residential complex in Jeddah, Sharafiya, if some of you went to Jeddah, because many Somalis went to Jeddah, maybe some of you went in Sharafiya, and Sheikh Saleh Al-Sahimi was giving a talk like this, the virtue of Ilm, like the one I'm going to conduct later. And then he, حفظه الله رحمه الله بزر المسائل, brought the hadith where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنما العلم بالتعلم وإنما الحلم بالتعلم. Verily knowledge is only by seeking it, and tolerance is only by exercising it. The man said that it was something like if I hear the first time, and he said, check me. Yeah, true. Why can't I be one with good tolerance? He said, and I then decided to go and study the philosophy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used to do in all occasions and put myself within there. He said, wallahi, it was only short time, only a few months, when I was 100 degrees different. All my friends were surprised at me. He said that his friends asked him, are you okay? Do you want to see doctor? No more arguments. What's the matter with you, man? No more arguments. Weeks, now months. You are not as usual. Are you sick? He said, I went to work. My supervisor sent the foreman to work. He said, my workmates were wondering if I'm still okay. And what makes it more strange, he said, even my wife asked me if I'm okay. Said, because it never used to be my way of dealing with others. I was always yani, quite nervous, I tell her, problem caused. But when I heard this hadith, said, I got a plan, I got a good plan. He said, I've got a plan that I said in 2 months time I want to reach my goal. The goal is to be a man of tolerance. And even the plan, he said, first 2 days I will have tolerance in driving. He said, it wasn't my habit that when I drive I just drive quiet. Said, no, it wasn't. Anybody wrong me in driving, I either hit his car or blew horn on it or say bad words to him. But he said, now I am on the exercise. See what the Lord is doing? Well, he said, I was driving. First man came over to me and said, remember the hadith. Remember the hadith. Second, third, 2 days, mashallah. I said, I reached work. I said, today, whatsoever the boss is going to say, if I accept it, I will take it. If not, I sit calmly and negotiate it. Not like before. He said, before, whenever he says something to me or give me an assignment that I disagree, I just throw it to his face.
He said, it came in. First assignment given to me was something I don't like. I said to him, I said, sir, can I have a talk with you? Can I have a word with you? He said, yeah. He said, excuse me, this assignment, this. He said that this was shocking. Not like usual. What is that? And so I decided to, when I go home, if I find anything wrong that as I expect, I only advise my wife nicely. And my and his wife, as he said, became quite unsure of this person, what is wrong with him. It's nothing wrong with him now, it was something wrong with him before he knew the hadith. He said, I decided, and I come to understanding and believe that if I can change my character this quick, I can gain ilm this quick, why don't I seek it? And you know what, Ikhwan? He started driving nearly 50 miles or 100 miles a day to go and seek knowledge. 50 miles going, 50 miles coming. And this after work. Hard, but later on he became student of knowledge. Well, no. That is by how Allah Ta'ala raised whom he loved. And he said, by them, the halal is distinguished from the halal, from the haram. True. Today, you guys have many doubtful matters in life, and business, and marriages, and whatsoever. Lots and lots of doubtful matters. What do you do? First thing you do, you ask your friend, do you have a number of any scholar? Call him, because the light comes there. That is how Allah Ta'ala made them the manner of distinguishing between the halal and haram, so people can know it. And the truth and false. The truth and false things. You don't know. This type of worship, permissible or not? What do you do? Of course, you're not going to ask the grocery man. You're not going to ask the medicine doctor. You're not going to ask an engineer, but you're going to ask the scholar. Is this question allowed? Permissible? And then he'll tell you if it is or not. They distinguish between what is harmful and what is beneficial. And no one can tell you that but them. The beautiful and ugly, same thing. No one can tell you that but them. Not beautiful and ugly in regard to faces, no. But in regard to worship, manners, characters. But in regard to faces, everyone has two eyes can be perfect. And he said that the ulama and the day of resurrection are the second intercessors after the prophets. First of all, Allah Ta'ala gave permission to the prophets. They intercede. When they finish, Allah Ta'ala gave permission to the scholars. Even before the martyrs, who are killed in the battle, in the field of the battle. first and they are going to be before them. You know why? Because the martyr, the mujahid, will kill 1, 2, 3, 4 kuffar. The alim killed thousands. The alim killed thousands of them. Thousands and thousands of them. But not by bullets, but by knowledge. Knowledge. And the martyr kills human kafir, defeats human kafir. The alim defeats shaitan, the first and most harsh enemy of man, shaitan. And he said, the sittings benefit true wisdom. True. True. Let me give you one example to see. That Wallahi, you don't see it nowhere but in the ulama. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma was sitting with his students. When a man came, he said, Ibn Abbas, is the sentence of a killer accepted? What do you say, O brothers? One will kill other. Is the sentence accepted? Killer. He kills a Muslim. Accepted? Huh? What is that? Yeah, Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says, يَقْتُ الْمُؤْمِنَ مُتَعَمِّنَ فَتَزَعْرُ كَعَلْمَ خَالِدًا. Ibn Abbas said to the man, yes. Yes. The man left. Sometime later, another man came. Ibn Abbas, repentance of a killer accepted? He said, no. The man left. The students of Ibn Abbas were surprised. Said, Ibn Abbas, alhamdulillah, man came, asked, repentance of a killer accepted? He said, yes. The other came, asked the same question. He said, no. He said, yeah. As for the first, I saw him very sorry, which means that he already killed. And sorry, to just correct it, he said the killer of a killer of his father, both of them. He said, I saw him sorry for killing the killer of his father. That means that he already killed him. And I did not want him to lose hope with mercy of Allah. While the other came and I saw evil on his face. That means he was going now to kill, he just went to permission and the fatwa and go kill him. So I said to him, no, making him stop killing a Muslim soul. Look at that, Akhi. Where do you find this? Where you can't find like this? Only with the ulama. Only with the ulama. This type of wisdom, you only find it with the ulama. He said, and by their actions, the people of what we call the ghafla. Anybody knows what is ghafla? Heedless. Okay, people of heedless are going, and they stop this and come to worship. How is it? The alim come and sit and give a talk. You hear the talk. Your brother is one of those of heedless. And you go give him the advice.
يقولون يا عبدي نسير النار يا عبدي آيات الحديث and you go give it to him he would be rewarded. The alim gives you the way how to give the advice or correct or the proofs and evidences and then you work on that. And then he said they are better than the ibad, those who free themselves only for worship, meaning optional worships. We have one only what is the mosque from Salatul Fajr until Salatul Isha. He doesn't go out from mosque, he's just there praying, making dhikr, reading Quran, that's it. So we have 1,000 like this. One alim is better than them all, because these ones correct not but themselves. Even they don't correct themselves, but they benefit themselves like that. The alim is like the candle, light for all, lights up for all. And that's why they are better. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, there was a man who killed 99 souls and he wanted to repent. He asked the people, they guided him. He said, we don't know the ruling, but we guide you to someone we trust. They guided him to a worshiper who was only sitting there worshipping. He came to him and he said, look, I killed 99 persons. Do you think that I can repent? He said, no. Allah Ta'ala says, who kills one soul is like killing all mankind. So how come? He said, no difference. One and 99, so no repentance and no repentance. He said, then no difference, 99 from 100 killed him. He killed him. But the man is serious in seeking repentance. He asked the people, he said, okay, look, we know one another. You go to him. This one was alim, scholar. He came to him, he said, look, I killed 100 souls. Can I repent? He said, yes, who can stop you from repentance? But look, you are in a land of evil. Leave it to this land where there are pious people worshiping Allah. Go and worship Allah with them. He went. On the way he died, Allah sent the angels of mercy and angels of torment. They both came. Angels of mercy said, this man belongs to us because he repented. Angels of torment, they said, this man belongs to us because he never did anything good. Then Allah Ta'ala sent another angel to come and judge between them. He said, look, measure between the two, between him and each land, each town. To whom he is near, you consider him wrong. The good land and the land of evil. So they measure. In this hadith, Allah Ta'ala commanded the ear, which is the good land of pious people, to get shorter, to get closer. And the land of evil to get farther. Can the land say no? Huh? Oh, it's Allah. Cannot say no. And it was only for one hand span. Just one hand span. In the other hadith, Allah Ta'ala commanded the deceased body to move. Deceased body, no soul. Imagine that. No soul and move. That's the power of Allah. Just be. Happened. So move. One hand span. On your measure, they found him closer to the land, which is by his feet. So the angels of mercy took him. What was that because of Ikhwan? What was it because of? Huh? Ikhlas? Huh? Willing to repent? These are the proper words. The advice of the alim. The Prophet ﷺ gave this example, gave us this story to show us the virtue of the alim. That's why all the ulama of hadith, they categorize it under the book of ilm in their books. This is the virtue of the alim. One alim or the worshipper made him to lose hope or about. The other alim made him to have hope with Allah. So ilm. And then he said, Hayatul Ghanima, their life is a booty. How? They teach everybody how to give zakah and how obligatory zakah is. So everybody gives zakah. And the zakah goes to the poor people, poor Muslims. And at the same time, they save you time. If you want to know one ruling of the Sharia, you will need maybe to read half of the library of the mosque of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they give it to you in one sitting. Isn't it a great treasure? And he said, وَمَوْتُهُمْ مُصِيبًا, and the death of them is a calamity. True. Once the alim died, it's a calamity to the whole ummah, because he was a mercy from Allah Ta'ala given to the human. And then he said, now is a kirun al-ghazil, they remind his response. ويعلمون الجاهل, and they teach the ignorant. The books cannot teach you. I always tell my students that the ilm is like human being. What is human being, Ikhwan?
Unpredictable?
Okay.
Body and brain?
Very close. And it's body and, it's a combination of body and soul, isn't it? Soul leaves the body, but he cannot move. Now, no body, soul is not human. Right? Ilm is like that, body and soul. Body is the book, it's the information, and the body. Even the kuffar have this information of Islam, they know it. Shaitan knows it very well. But the soul is the understanding, the fiqh, the dispersion of it. And then يعني, he continued, this is a beautiful يعني, description of the ulama, so that you know them. He said, وَبِجَمِيلِ مَوْعِظَتِهِمْ يَرْجِعُ الْمُقَصِّرُونَ, and with their beautiful reminder, look at that, he did not say with their reminder, he said with their beautiful reminder. The alim does not approach people harshly. You know why? Because he defines and he knows that the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was not harsh with people. He was so soft with people. So soft with people. But the one with arrogance, the ignorant, will come and approach people in a very harsh way. In a very harsh way. And that's wrong. They, the ulama, as Imam Ajami says, all the creation is in need for their knowledge. Is that true? All the creation. Is that true, Ikhwan? Huh? How? How? All the creation, it's not only mankind. All creation. How? Huh? No, but how? How? You and I are in need for the Adam to teach me how to pray, how to fast, how to worship Allah, to recite the Quran. Okay. They don't go outside. What is it in need for the Adam? Sorry? Exactly, the rights. The Prophet ﷺ, the head of the ulama, was one day with his companions, and then a camel came close to him. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked, who is the owner of this camel? A man said, I, Rasulullah. He said, your camel complained to me that you made it walk hard and you feed it less. Is that true? He said, yes. He said, don't do that. That's the right of the camel. He was on a journey one day when one of the people with him was a woman whose camel was very slow. She cursed it. He said, what is this camel being cursed? He said, this is also. He said, okay, release it. No cursed camel should accompany us. And it's because she must not curse her camel. This is the right of the camel. Isa Salam told us. Or one day he was sitting with the companions when a bird came flying over their heads. He said, he asked the Sahaba, who killed this bird by taking the eggs of it? One Sahaba said, I did that. So he said, then return it back. So it's right. He said, a woman entered the fire, entered the Jannah because of a cat, and another woman entered the Jannah because of a cat. First one held a cat and fed it, and while the other held it without feeding it until the cat died. So Allah believed him. And in the other hadith, he said, Allah Ta'ala forgave a prostitute of the Jew, of a Jew prostitute, because of a dog that she found it eating the soil because of thirst, because of the thirst that it has. So she removed her shoes and filled it with water and gave it to the dog to drink. And so Allah forgave her. Now this is also extended to the animals of God. Who told us this? Did the Prophet ﷺ tell me that? I never saw the Prophet ﷺ. I never saw the Prophet ﷺ. 14 centuries between me and him. But the ulama told me. The ulama told me. So that's from the riches of the ulama. Now, likewise, how to يعني والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the mujahideen who are going to conquer lands of kuffar, he said, don't kill a woman, nor an old man, nor a child, nor that you cut a tree or destroy a farm, nor that you demolish a temple or a worshiping house. These things, ikhwan, those people, old man, woman, child, are kuffar, not to be killed. This type of beautiful guidance, who conveyed to us, the ulama, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the way to Ali. And then, yani, he, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, they are to the people like the stars in the heavens. What people need stars for? Allah Ta'ala said, وَآيَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ. آيَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ. By the stars, pirates, sailors, drivers, they know the directions and destinations. In the old days, and in the future, when all this technology go, will go one day. So, these are the ulama. And today, they are like the stars. They are like the stars of those days. If people could have, and the technology, the advanced technology, an alternative of using the stars and knowing the directions, which is the GPS or whatsoever, but they cannot have with their advanced technology an alternative of the alim. Your books, your internet, websites cannot be alternative of the alim. Cannot be alternative of the alim. Now, and Allah Ta'ala mentioned the virtue of the ulama as in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 18, saying, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولِي الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So Allah Ta'ala witnessed as in this ayah, witness that he is the only true God, worthy of worship, or deserves to be worshipped. Allah witnessed that, him and the angels, all of the angels. When he mentioned angels, he said, wal malaika, all of them witnessed. When he mentioned mankind, he mentioned only one type of mankind. Wa ulul ilm, people of knowledge. People of knowledge are the witnesses of the oneness of Allah. Here Allah Ta'ala also witnessed. He said, I will show the Father, I will say, إِنَّمَا يَخْصَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاء. Verily the ones who fear Allah the most from most mankind are the ulama. Are the ulama, scholars. It's a witness from Allah. And Allah Ta'ala raised them above the others. As in Surah Al-Mujadilah, ayah 11. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Ya Allah raises the ones who believe amongst you, all mankind. The believers amongst mankind are raised and elevated a rank above everyone else. But from these, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ, above them, those ones of knowledge. نعم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما. One who takes a way, goes on a way to seek knowledge, سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. الله تعالى will make him or will show him an easy way to the Jannah. وإن الملائكة لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع. And indeed the angels lower their wings for to expose their pleasure to the student of knowledge because of what he is doing, seeking knowledge. وإن العالم لا يستغفر له من في السماوات والأرض. And indeed the scholar and those who are in the heavens and earth and on earth seek forgiveness from the scholars, not them only, but as he said, when he does sunnah, even whales, fish, all sea animals, and even the animals outside seek forgiveness from him. وفضل العالم على العابد. And the merit of the alim, and the virtue of the alim against the worshiper, the abid, كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب, like the virtue of the moon compared to any other stars. وإن العلماء, let me ask you, stars are beautiful? Beautiful, isn't it? Do you, when you want to tell your wife something good, do you say you are as beautiful as the star? Mm. Or as beautiful as the moon? Mm. Huh? As the stars?
Mm.
You are whispering there.
Mm.
In the East we don't say that. We say as the moon. Because you can't see the beauty of the star, but you can't see the beauty of the moon. When it is full on the 13th, 14th, 15th, you see the moon beautiful. Now? I always say that to my wife, by the way. Especially when I meet wife at night and these days, this night, I say, wow, I'm wondering, they say that the moon is greater than the earth, but the moon is next to me. So you take this science, and then you say, one of the things I'm here. And indeed, the ulama, the scholars, are the inheritors of the prophets. Who are your inheritors, Akhi? Who are your inheritors? Huh? Family. Family. Right? The Prophet is saying that the ulama are his family. Because he's saying that they are the inheritors of his. So that means they are his family, even if they are after his death, or for 2 centuries, they are still from his family. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَلْوَرِثِ دِنَارُ وَلَدِرْهَمَا. As for the prophets, did not leave behind as inheritance dinar or dirham, money, gold, silver. No, nothing of that. وَإِنَّمَا وَرَثُ الْعِلْمِ. But they left behind knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَ وَأَخَذَ بِحَبْدِ الْمَعْفِ. Whoever takes it, then he got the greatest share of the inheritance. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, وليس صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَضُّ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ عَلَى أَدْنَاكُمْ. You want to know the difference between the alim and the worshipper? Not the disobedient and sinner, not the worshipper. Isa said it is exactly like the difference between him وسلم, and the lowest of the Ummah. See, what is that? Where do you want to be? Here or here? Choose as you like. And then he said, verily Allah, his angels, all those who are in the heavens, on earth, even the ants, and its home, even the whale, whales and the depth of the sea and oceans, all pray for the one who teaches people the good. Lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith agreed upon on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, Allah removes not knowledge, extracts not knowledge from the chest of people. But he, Allah Ta'ala, extract knowledge by taking the source of the ulama. Hatta idha lam yubqi 'aliman, Abu Sufyan, he doesn't leave no single scholar. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا. People take his ru'a, ignorance. But people think that they are scholars. Like it today. No scholars in those. By the many scholars. Some students of knowledge, only some. But no scholars. So what people do here? Anybody can be a scholar. Without mentioning names. Or, let me just say some names. Bilalim scholar, Faisal Abdullah Jamaki scholar, Umar Abdul Rahman scholar, Abu Hamza scholar, Abu Qatada scholar. And take the names of this scholars. None of them is a scholar. None of them. Believe that scholar cannot live here. Once you become a scholar, you feel that in this land, you feel like you are in a bubble. You can't breathe. You want just to jump out. The scholar loves to be next to the Kaaba. Scholar loves to be in the mosque of the Prophet. The scholar loves to be amongst the Muslims. In Somalia, and Afghanistan, and Yemen, and India, and Nigeria, and wherever. He wants to be amongst the Muslims. They are the ones who know his virtue. The scholar in Muslim countries, wherever he goes, Sheikh, here when you go out, and the scholar comes out, Mister. That's with polite. When you're polite, hey, you. Nobody knows the value of the scholar here. Nobody. Huh? Isn't it, Ikhwan? My life is a most collective.
Yeah,
you
did it,
huh?
Some use of scholar, I did it in a place like here. In the, at least in the UK, like.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean there should not be scholars, but I say the scholar in the land of the kuffar, like the fish out of the sea. We need fish. I want fish. But does the fish want to come out of the sea? You think so? I want the fish. But you think that the fish wants to come out from me? You think so, Ikhwan? No fish wants to come out of the water. And no scholar wants to go out of the land of Muslims. Maybe he comes for the necessity of the people here to teach them, to help them. No problem. But I mean to say that that's why, how many scholars you see here?
Proper scholars,
we have calamities. And I don't mean just only the Talib al-Aul teaching you. No. We have calamities in our days. Calamities that need real, serious, major scholars to tell us how to come out of it. We don't know. Allah Ta'ala named them الراسخون بالعلم, those who are deep in the ilm. This is not a simple thing, you know. Those who spent 60, 80 years in seeking knowledge, You know, this one you can't find it here. Only in the Muslim lands. Only in the Muslim lands. على كل حال فاتخذوا رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا بغير علم فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فظلوا وأظلوا. People too asked about fatawa. And those ones, they never hesitate. Everything they know. Everything, you just ask. You just ask. Everything they know. They give you fatwa too. Everything. But 99% wrong. So they misguide themselves and misguide others. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all and increase the number of ulama amongst the Muslims and make us all know the value of the ulama and respect them and love them and cooperate with them. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sallam.